Well, hello, this is Chris, and I'm talking to Annie in the heartland of France. And believe it or not, I'm listening to Melting Pod. And I think all of you should do that as well, because it's a fabulous show.
I have some question about your song.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised of the title of a lot of songs, like the Marquis of Queensberry, the Queen of the Hour, the Temple of the Lord.
You know, the Marquis of Queensberry was the father of Oscar Wilde's gay lover.
Yes.
He was also the guy who invented the rules of boxing. That is the Marquis of Queensberry. And as you know, Oscar Wilde was sent to prison for having a gay lover, etc. And that was the guy that actually sued Oscar Wilde for shagging his son. And that's what that song is about. It's about gay love that should, if I had to quote Oscar, it's the love that dare not speak its name. So that's the Marquis of Queensberry. He was the cunt, true story, that sent Oscar Wilde to prison.
Good. Alan Poe was calling. He dragged me down to see the fight. I was nearly suffocating, but I was drawn like a moth to the light. Feeling vaguely catatonic, I was so glad to see you there. Perched like a raven in the house of whispers, foaming at the mouth.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour. Today, January 26th, welcome to Melting Pod, Sound and Colors from the Planet Marseille.
I got a message from heaven, it was sent from Lucifer. With a chorus drawn by Botticelli, a childlike nightmare out of sync. After a meeting on the Via Veneto, I was dancing down the Spanish steps into a Busby Berkeley moon.
Today's show is dedicated to Oscar Wilde and Chris Bailey. I don't know why, but in my mind I can dissociate it, the both personages. Maybe because during the interview with Chris Bailey, you could hear in intro we spoke about Oscar Wilde and the story of the Marquis and Queensberry and his gay love. And I had the strong desire to read everything I can about Oscar Wilde after that. And I promised myself to visit Oscar Wilde in the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris, where is his grave.
Dining with the prima donna, stonily waiting for a bus. I was impersonating the dark stranger and hiding from the curious. Raincoat clad and ambivalent, I was amused by the self-denial. So I walked the block to where you live, just to pass a little time.
The first song he heard is called The Marquis of Queensberry, is Chris Bailey's tribute to Oscar Wilde. This song is called Edgar Allan Poe. It's a very beautiful song. Chris Bailey is an Irishman like Oscar Wilde. You could see on my website two pictures of the buff man. They are very similar. Now I want to give you my own tribute to Oscar Wilde. I was in the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris last week, and all the way to Oscar Wilde's grave, I say in myself, I hate the cemetery, I hate the cemetery, I hate the cemetery. It was very bad impression to walk there. Everybody say it's beautiful. I don't like cemetery, I think. And I don't like tomb, giant tomb like in this cemetery. But after a long moment, I was almost in panic to not to find this grave because I have no map. I thought Oscar Wilde called me, and suddenly I was in front of this grave. I'm in the Lachaise Cemetery near the Oscar Wilde grave. It's very complicated to be alone to read my text, but I try now. The love that dares not speak its name is this century is such a great affection of an elder for a younger man, as there was between David and Jonathan, such as Plato made the very basis of his philosophy, and such as you find in the sonnets of Michelangelo and Shakespeare.
It is a deep spiritual affection that is as pure as it is perfect. It dictates and pervades great works of art, like those of Shakespeare and Michelangelo, and those two letters of mine, such as they are. It is in this century misunderstood, so much misunderstood, that it may be described as a love that dares not speak its name. And on that account of it, I am placed where I am now. It is beautiful, it is fine, it is the noblest form of affection. There is nothing unnatural about it. It is intellectual, it is repeatedly exists between an older and a younger man, when the older man has intellect and the younger man has all the joy, hope and glamour of life before him. That it should be so, the world does not understand. The world mocks at it and sometimes put ones in the pillory for it. In a dim corner of my room for longer than my fancy thinks, a beautiful and silent sphinx has watched me through the shifted gloom. Inviolate and immobile, she does not rise, she does not stir, for silver moons are now to her and now to her the sun that thrill. Red flows grey across the air, the waves of moonlight ebb and flow, but with the dawn she does not go, and in the night time she is there. Dawns follow dawn, and nights grow old, and all the while the curious cat lies couching on the shiniest mat, with eyes of satin rimmed with gold. Upon the mat she lies and leers, and on the tawny fruit of fur flutters a soft and silky fur of ripples to her pungent ears. Come for, my lovely seneschal, so somnolent, so statuesque. Come for, you exquisite grotesque, half woman and half animal. Come for, my lovely, languorous sphinx, and put your head upon my knee, and let me stroke your throat and see your body spoke like the lynx. I hope you love my French accent, Oscar. I'm sorry if it's not very good, but I do my best. I'm happy to be here. I hope you will share my emotion. I chose that text, The Love That Dares Not Speak Its Name, a long time ago. It's Oscar Wilde's talk during his trial for homosexuality. He was accused to have gay love with a younger man. And it was in 1895 in England. I chose the second text, The Poem The Sphinx, only a few days before going to Paris. It's a nice text where Oscar Wilde speaks about woman, exactly half woman, half animal, but with nice words. It's always very hard when you are a woman who loves Oscar Wilde to think he loved only men. And in front of the grave, I had the big surprise to see Oscar Wilde's tomb was a sculpture of a sphinx offered by a woman who loved Oscar Wilde too. And the tomb was covered by 1,000 lipstick kisses, red and rose, and I had a very good luck because I had that morning to myself a nice red lipstick, and you can imagine what I did. I want to close that show with a song of Kitty Hudson, an English rock band from London I heard on the Rock and Roll Indycast from my friend Michael Butler. I wrote to the band to ask their agreement to play the song, and they answered very quickly, use and abuse of our music. But you can find them on the Podsafe Music Network and download free their music. They are very good. Their song I chose is called Everybody Loves You When You're Dead. I'm waiting for your comment on www.meltingpod.com. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected on Melting Pod.
nobody loves you when you're dead. Everybody loves you when you're dead. Everybody loves you when you're dead. When I thought about the future and I gave you some advice, just one thing to remember: when one's bitten, you're shot twice. And my hunger just got stronger, didn't stop when you got old. And the future didn't suit ya in the garden of my souls.
I'm at Orfeb. Hello, I'm Bea Parodi from Sabrosa, and you're listening to Melting Pot of Annie from Marseille.
Hello, I'm Julien of Marseille. My podcast is France Podcast, and I listen to Annie, the beautiful Annie of Melting Pot. Melting Pot is a very, very good podcast.